For a moment it appeared that the chopper had left, but then a searchlight beam cut through the tree canopy directly over them. Muhammad nodded at Adnan, instructing him to go for a better look. The Iraqi ran to the edge of the tree line and gazed up. The chopper was hovering 60 feet overhead. Adnan returned to his companions, reporting what he'd seen.
"Shit," Muhammad said. "I think they're landing."
Adnan nodded at his companions.
"It is only a 2-person helicopter. There are 3 of us. We will take some Americans with us."
"You fool,"
Muhammad snapped.
"If we are stopped now, our plans will not succeed.
Here is what I want you two to do. Hold them off while I make a run for it. There is another road a 1/2 mile through these trees. I can call Marwan to come and pick me up."
"If we are to die while you escape, give me your gun,"
Adnan said bitterly. The Iranian pulled out his pistol and tossed it to him. The burly Khan turned toward the chopper and smiled.
"Firing into their tailplot before they can land worked very well against the Americans in my country. Their spines snapped like twigs when they hit the ground."
The bullet hit him in the back of the neck, snapping Khan's own spine like a twig, and the big Afghani fell dead. Muhammad had started to run. The cowboy boots he favored were not built for it. Adnan caught up with him.